My name is Bernard Afrisa Taylor, the senior pastor of Destiny Empowerment Chapel International. We are located at Spinters Road, 18 Junction, Collins Dowda. I'm excited today to bring you the Word of God. The Bible declares in Psalm 29, verse 3, that the voice of God is upon the waters. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, the Bible declares that you shall be cleansed by the washing of water, by the Word of God. So the Word of God is likened to water. Every time you receive the Word, you receive spiritual purification, cleansing, and divine washing. So today, I would like to particularly speak to you on what I've entitled Dealing with Evil Foundations and Strongholds. Dealing with evil foundations and strongholds. That is, God is going to give you freedom and liberty from foundational and ancestral forces and issues. And our objectivity today is going to be how to identify foundational strongholds that we must be free from. To identify foundational strongholds that we need deliverance from. And number two is to understand freedom and secret of gaining freedom from foundational forces.
Distinguished okay, ladies and gentlemen, 101 points.
I would like you to understand that many people are pure victims of foundational forces and strongholds. Many people, if I can get a little monitor sound here, many people are pure victims of foundational forces and strongholds. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29, the Bible declares that in those days they shall say no more that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are on urge. The fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on urge. We have situations where people are battling with what they know nothing about. There are many people going through untold problems, unimaginable pains. They are struggling and they have no idea, why should I be a child of God and still go through such predicament, precarious, unfortunate situation? The question this afternoon is, what are foundational strongholds? If you are listening to me in a car, you are in Uber or taxi, or Taxify, you are in your home, at the office, you are standing by a pedestrian at the street, or wherever you are, I want you to take notice and receive this word that will bring you divine light and revelation to revolutionize your life. Number one, put a pen on this. Foundational struggles are strongholds and issues that follows people from the beginning of their lives. Foundational struggles and strongholds are issues that follows people from the beginning of their lives. They follow people from the very substratum and foundation of their lives.
Okay, FM. Okay.
And there are foundational demonic forces that exist to superimpose and enforce foundational strongholds. Number two, foundational strongholds and struggles are issues that come through either the personalities or the activities of our progenitors. When we talk of progenitors, I mean our fathers, our mothers, our very ancestry. I said personalities because a person's father or mother or grandfather or grandmother. Personalities because they themselves did nothing, but they received it from those who gave it to them. And that's called progenitors. Hear this. And I want you to take a minute and ponder over my words. Do you agree with me that there are families where the father is a polygamist? The grandfather is a polygamist? The great-grandfather was a polygamist? In that case, the father's saga of being a polygamist was not even the fault of the grandfather, because the grandfather also received it from the great-grandfather. So there are issues that comes from our their personalities. Then there are those that come from their activities, what they did, what they use their hands to bring on their children. Today you see a beautiful girl who can get married. Good, well-natured, cultured, ethically balanced, etiquette-wise, disciplined, but can't get married. First-class degree holders who can get a job. A faithful and a dedicated child of God whose life looks like a reproach and has become a totem of embarrassment in his or her generation. But today I come here as a prophet of God. I have been anointed by Jehovah to bury these forces of darkness that are combating against your destiny. Let's look at Abraham as our case study today.
101.7.
Abraham, at the age of 75 years, he was still in his father's house. That is quite embarrassing. Absolute no results. Until he had an encounter that brought him out from the demonic covering of his father's house. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, God engages Abraham. Abraham encountered God, and his encounter brought him out. And God instructed him that get out of your father's house. And in the history of Abrahamic lineage, from his grandfather to his father and to his brothers, only his life made a difference from his father's house. He was the only child of his father's house who prospered. And today, I want to pray for somebody who is receiving my ministry, that God is about to distinctively separate you apart from the very fabric of your family and put an anointing upon your life to break through and to prosper in Jesus' mighty name. We look at Jacob. Jacob literally inherited some things from Isaac, his father. We look at number one was barrenness of wife. Abraham's wife, Sarah, was barren. Isaac's wife, Rebecca, was barren. And Jacob's wife, Rachel, and Leah, both of them were barren. Lying tendencies. We look at Isaac. He too inherited the same from Abraham, his father. Barrenness of wife, lying tendencies, and struggling to survive. But Jacob broke that foundational stronghold when he wrestled with the angel of God, the theophany of God, in the middle of the night, according to Genesis 32, verse 22 to 32. I want to pray for you today.
Okay, FM.
That anything that has followed you from your childhood, your very inception of life, your very infancy, I release the blood of Jesus and I declare it is broken today. Anything that has been fighting against your upliftment, fighting against your next level in God, anything that deters progress and fights elevation, I came to tell you, without any doubt, God is stronger than the devil. Light is stronger than darkness. And there are more angels in heaven than there are demons in the earth. And sometimes the devil wants to make you feel like your problem is forever. But this afternoon, I say no ways. If you are going to live, then embrace this light that Jesus has sent Prophet Bernard Taylor on your way to declare your deliverance, to declare your coming out from every foundational stronghold in Jesus' mighty name. There was a man in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9. His name was Jabez. He was a man called Jabez because his mom bore him in frustration. They called his name Jabez because his mother said, "I gave birth to him with sorrow." So this is a condition where parents impacted something negative to their children. And that gave this young man a wrong identity. I want to speak to some parents. Be careful how you raise your children. Be careful what you do with your children. Because there are children that people spoke negative things until the negative things manifested in their lives later. Some children grew with very terrible, bad esteem. No confidence in life. Because of how they grew, because of the environment of condemnation they grew in and from. But the Bible declares, Jabez went to God and he said, "What my mother did wrong cannot continue to affect my life." He made a projection before God and he said, "What they spoke into my life at birth cannot continue to affect my life." He declared, "I am mature enough to change my own history. So I refuse this sorrow. I refuse this inferiority, low self-esteem, in this inferiority complex. I refuse this negative label. I refuse this wrong identity." And he stood on his ground and decreed, "My life must change." And all of a sudden, it changed till his honor returned back to him. And I came to empower somebody with this attitude of perseverance. that refuse this sorrow, refuse this low self-esteem, refuse this negative label, refuse this wrong identity. You are not a single. You are not going to remain single. You are not sick. You are not poor. I command every wrong identity that has followed you from your childhood to be broken today in the name of Jesus. It shall expire in the name of Jesus. The man that became miserable after he engaged God, he was honorable. And I speak to every miserable situation. Somebody is listening to me say, Pastor Taylor, I'm giving up. You have no idea. You, Pastor Taylor, you don't know what you are talking about. I have suffered. Yes, I know. I know you are dealing with a long-term frustration. Something that is beyond your mental comprehension. And sometimes you have the proclivity and the tendency and the propensity to ask, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? I'm telling you, I've asked that question several times myself. But the good news is, anytime you meet Jesus, he turns and overwhelms your problems with his grace. And I release that same grace that changed my story over your life today. That every stronghold, anything that has held your back to the ground, let it be broken now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want you to look at another example. And that is in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man at a gate called Beautiful. The man at the beautiful gate. And I would like to expostulate and exegete this as my central test today.
Okay, FM. Okay. 101.
This man I'm talking about is my main sermon, why God sent me to you. Number one, he was born crippled. Which means crippling situation and condition followed him from his mother's womb. It wasn't something he did. He had no hand in it. No fault of his. He had no hand in why he was born without legs. Watch this. This man at the beautiful gate, he had physical legs, but the legs was not working. His legs could not carry his weight. Like a certificate that can't give you a job. Like a womb that can't give you a child. You have it, but it's not productive. You have it, but it's not progressive. You have it. He was at the beautiful gate, but his life was ugly. A man gifted, but not lifted. Gifted, but limited. Everything around him is beautiful, only his life was ugly. Then he encountered some rugged apostolic prophets. And that was the end. Because Hosea chapter 12 by 13 says, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out. God will do nothing except he reveals his intention to the servant, the prophet. So, the prophetic is the deliverance force of God. The mind of God towards a situation. This man was at the beautiful gate with no beauty, no relevance, no significance. Everything around him was beautiful except his life. The gate had a name, but the man was nameless. He was only referred to as a certain man.
So his adversity swallowed his identity. His infirmity swallowed his identity. And this is the shocking news. A gate was more relevant than him. That the gate was called a name, but the man had no name.
Okay, FM.
And it changed.
1 point.
God broke it. And I want to speak to somebody here today. There are people, they have used your problems to describe you. Your problem has become your association. Your problem has become your description. Your problems has become your definition. Your issues has become your identity. Today, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you from the depth of my heart, and I declare that the beauty in you will come out. The giftings of God in you will come out. Every assignment of the evil one against your life is canceled. Every stronghold, every struggle, every foundational problem, whatever defeated your father, defeated your mother, that is replicating itself in your life. Today, I declare over your life that by the special mercies of God, I set you free in Jesus' mighty name. Quickly, before I zero in my conclusion, I want to enlighten you and open your eyes on the 15 attributes, features, and the characteristic traits of foundational struggles and strongholds. What are the situations that characterizes foundational strongholds? Number one is living without significance. Living without significance. That is meaningless existence. Life that has no meaning. And it's an attack from the root that says, this man's life should amount to nothing. Number two, you look at a family, you see consistent premature death. Premature death. That is dying before time. There is a plague of death in this family. In the last 10 years, people have been dying like chicken. And this spirit of premature death says, people should not cross a certain age.
101.7.
So you look at a particular family, they are battling with death attacks. Spiritually, there is a vow, there is a degree, there is a decree, there is an oath, there is a verdict from the foundation that people must not cross certain age. But today, as I lift up my hands, I declare it is broken in Jesus' name. Number three, what is the attribute and the characteristic trait of foundational struggles and strongholds? Is beginnings that has no end. That is starting without finishing. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. There is nothing you have ever put your hands to do that you ever completed. There is nothing that you began and started that you were able to bring it to the finish line. Abandoned project, abandoned pursuit, abandoned proposals. Nothing you have ever started has come to a good conclusion before. your family, nobody's able to marry. In your family, nobody's able to stay married. They have to divorce. In your family, nobody has built a house. Anybody who tries it will die before completion. But today, I release the grace to start and finish. In Jesus' mighty name. Number four. The fourth feature of foundational struggle and stronghold is success through struggles. That is, even if the success happens, the sweating is unusual. Whatever other people get so easily, it takes a lot of sweat for you. Hard work is good, ladies and gentlemen, but unnecessary struggling is a curse. Unnecessary struggling is an abomination. I declare over your life, your struggle is over. Paradose break it in. Barasoka bantele farastas. Every undue struggle on your life is broken today. Number five is negative character manifestations. It can come as a foundational stronghold. A trend of the same character issue from the father to the son. A drunkard father is likely to give birth to a drunkard son. Liars lying in the family. You know, Abraham made Sarah to lie. Genesis 12 verse 10 to 19 in Egypt. Abraham lies about Sarah to Abimelech. Genesis 20 verse 1 to 2. And you look at his son Isaac lies to Abimelech and the men of that place. Genesis 26 verse 7 to 9. Jacob shifted to another level. He himself is not Jacob. He lied, he's another man. Genesis 27 verse 19. So from generation to generation, it changes level. Negative character manifestations. You see a very arrogant mother, a very arrogant father, and you see the very arrogant sons and daughters who can't get married, who can't keep a job, over proud progenitors, rebellious mothers giving birth to rebellious kids. So your negative character can tamper with your child's future. Today, identify it and face it to fix it. Divorce in the family. The grandmother divorced, the mother divorced, the sisters divorced, and now you two. No, you are not stable in relationship. You are not married yet, but you're already in about 4 or 5 relationships. And no man can handle you. Anger issues, temperament. Word diarrhea, mouth diarrhea. When you speak, there's so much fury. You destroy what you build with your own mouth. You must exempt yourself from any negative character that runs in your blood. When you get angry, nobody can stop you. And you can tell your father was like that. Your mother was like that. I release the blood as a cleansing agent to set you free. In Jesus' mighty name. Number six is the attack on fruitfulness. That is the spell and the curse of fruitlessness. You look at Abraham giving birth to their first seed. Was a big challenge. It took 25 years. Isaac, wife was Rebecca. When she was pregnant, there was war in her womb that Isaac had to entreat God for on her behalf. Jacob's wives were barren. God had to open the womb of Rachel. And now Rachel was barren And she was envious of the sister, Leah. Because Leah gave birth first. You look at delayed fruitfulness. Giving birth not at the right time. Late marriages. Marrying at a later age. You look at a beautiful woman at the age of 37, 38, 39, and you are still single. And you look at your mother went through the same thing. Your grandmother went through the same thing. Your aunties, all of them, they married late. It's a foundational problem. Number 7 is existence with wrong identity. Living with the wrong label. You look at Jacob, you look at Jabez. They both had wrong labels. Genesis 32, verse 27 to 28. 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 to 10. Jacob's name was contrary to his future until he met God. God said, you are not called Jacob, but you are called Israel. Jabez too had a wrong identity of sorrow. There are people, when people see you, what they perceive of you is different from who you are. And people will always go like, oh, meeting you, what I heard about you was not what you are and who you are. You are totally a nice person. Wrong identity is a curse. Reject wrong identity. Wrong identity. People have described you in a certain way that has become your permanent perception. And if you don't take care, you will accept what people say about you. Number 8 is existence with limitation. It's a foundational stronghold. All around you, you seem to be hitting rock, a brick wall, obstacles. Nothing you do prospers. As if there is a limit that you are not permitted to cross. But today, I speak as God's oracle. It ends today. Something encroaches and disallows your next level. You can't prosper. You can't prosper. Your father could not prosper. Your uncles could not prosper. Nobody is able to prosper in your family. There's nobody that owned a car. And the one who tried to buy one died before his time. It's a foundational problem. It's a foundational issue. Number 9 is existence in sorrow. That is permanently, the enemy doesn't want you to smile. Always depressed, frustrated, no job. You recover from one challenge, you enter into another challenge. Permanent negative and bad news. Existence in pain and affliction. Number 10. There are inherited afflictions. Some people that has diabetes today is because their mother had it. BP and hypertension. Family and social history. Mental defeaters. Madness running through a family. There are things that are transferred from one genetic to another. Example, cancer. Cancer in the blood can move from a mother to a son, a mother to a daughter. Certain families dies at a particular age. The grandfather died at the age of 65. The father died at the age of 63. And now you are also getting there, so you are scared. Today, what ever is a foundational issue, whether it's vulnerability to danger, whether it's confronted liability existence, living at the mercy of people, whatever it is, existence in littleness, existence in littleness, nothing mega, nothing big, nothing significant about your life, no relevance. Establishment in stagnation in the face of acceleration, where people come and pass and you are still there. You stay at the same place. All your friends are making progress and it's as if there is a curse on you. The same thing people do and they prosper. When you do it, you rather go backward. And that's what happened at the man at the beautiful gate. But today I declare, this year, all your friends will not marry and leave you behind. I declare, your money is released. I declare the favor for marriage. I declare God is sending you a helper. Now me the boaf for every usu unkwadanda wa dream. Every problem, every battle, every struggle you have gone through, God sent me to you. I speak as God's prophet is coming to an end. As I conclude, I pray for you. And I declare by the special grace of God that your yoke is over. You will also smile again. You will also marry. You will also buy a property. You will also drive a great car. You will also be a builder. You will do great and mighty things. God has given you victory. In Jesus' mighty name, your problems are over. In Jesus' name, amen. God richly bless you. God richly bless you and God honor. If you are not born again, I want to give you an opportunity. Since my time is already up, to give your life to God. Pray this prayer after me. Maybe you were born again, but you, because of the encroachment of life, you backslid it. You want to receive Christ and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Just as I am, I come to you. Forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me, wash me, purify me, sanctify and consecrate me. Make me whole. This day I declare that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, come and live in me and give me a new beginning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you pray this prayer, find a Bible, believe in Holy Ghost filled prayer filled church. In case you want me to pray for you, you need prayers. I will pray for you. You can call 0241 27 8431. 0241 27 8431. I repeat, 0241 27 8431. Or you can call my second line, that is 0245 68 6337. 0245 68 6337. Or you can call 0574 401 889. Call these numbers and I'll pray for you. And God will use me to change your life. Uyare, I want you to come. You need money, I want you to come. You need Jesus. You need healing. Upe juma. Upe senyami ye bibikesi ye bimau. Call these lines now. And your life will never be the same. The Lord bless you. The Lord honor you. May God prosper all that concerns you. In Jesus' name.